This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here with you. The process of healing often benefits from having faith. Faith in oneself, faith in your health caregivers, as well as faith in some greater power. And all faith traditions recognize that an essential skill for their spiritual caregivers is to understand the needs of those who are ill. We'll hear with more on this are Alice Chico and Dare Dutter. They're current graduates of Upstate Medical University's nationally accredited Clinical Pastoral Education Chaplain Internship. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So let's start by trying to understand what we mean when we say Clinical Pastoral Education Internship, Chaplain Internship. Dare, why don't you tell us what it is?
Well, the Chaplain Internship is a guided experiential program where you put yourself in the rooms with the patients as a pastoral presence to try to help in whatever way they direct you. And the process is you go in the rooms, you work with the patients, and then you come back and you reflect on the process. How did you feel? What things did you talk about? What aspects of the process of talking to patients were meaningful to you, what was uncomfortable for you, what was comfortable for you, what did you learn? Those kind of things are the things you reflect on.
And the goal of all of this is to become what?
The ultimate goal is to become a pastoral presence for patients that is someone who is guided by their needs, who is open to the leanings of the Holy Spirit, is open to helping the patient in whatever way. There are a lot of different theological applications, but essentially you have to be open to what the patient's needs, desires, resources, and different aspects of what they bring to the hospital.
So it's somewhat irrespective of their particular faith tradition. It's really just somehow touching their spiritual side.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the whole healing process. Alice, you're saying, yeah. I know.
I would say about that. Another way to say it is to walk with the patient on their spiritual journey through their parts of the illness that they're sharing with us when they're in the hospital as hospital chaplains. Chaplains do function everywhere. Hospice has chaplains. Chaplains come out of the Army, actually. The Armed Services is the history of chaplains. And the goal of training, besides offering the service from the point of view of the student, is to become better at this whole process of walking with the patient on their spiritual path.
So I noticed that this program, which is nationally accredited and basically approved of, is only one of 350 in the world.
Yes.
Which is quite significant. And
yes,
it's accredited by an Association for Clinical Pastoral Education. Do you know much about that organization, what it is?
I don't know a lot about it, but it is an accrediting body made up of chaplains who, and probably others who are interested in excellence in the preparation of people for the chaplaincy. And I think it's also accredited by the State Education Department.
It sounds to me like one of the things I read about it was that it was looking to develop a theological education that takes place not in a classroom necessarily, but in a clinical setting.
Yes.
Where ministry of this type should be practiced.
Yes.
So do you find that the goal of this training also is to understand your own spiritual path as well as that of the patient? Tell us about that, Dare.
I think the essence of the program is to help you to know about yourself. The more you know about yourself, the more you've worked with the different strengths and weaknesses that you have, the better you can be in terms of being that presence during the patient's time of need. If you have, for instance, issues with certain people, like just hypothetically, if your great aunt Griselda was mean to you and a patient reminds you of your great aunt Griselda, you may treat them in a way that you wouldn't want to. And to be aware of that you know, predilection to treat people that way is something that can help you overcome your own weaknesses and actually utilize your strengths.
So self-awareness and self self-motivation, self-awareness is a crucial part of this entire process for you.
Absolutely.
And so that it's not just the growth to healing of the patient, but it's also your own growth.
Yes, and healing. The core of the program in some ways comes from a book by William Nouwen called The Wounded Healer.
Tell us about that.
And he was a priest, I believe, who got interested in looking at the way student priests, seminarians, worked with patients and what was helpful and what wasn't. And through a long process that I can't really describe, realized that exactly what Dare said, that understanding for each of us our own sources of being in the world, if we understand them, then we will be better at responding to the patients. Learning to listen and more and talk less is very important as well.
Go ahead.
So learning to be a good chaplain is different from learning to be a good social worker or a good therapist in some ways.
Because you're listening more than you're talking.
Yes, there's less problem solving to do and more support.
So in a way, you're both saying that the important part of this healing is to be a witness and a companion in a way through this healing journey.
Yes.
One of the things that we tend to naturally try to do is to problem solve and to fix things. And in the case of a patient who is suffering from some long-term or short-term illness, there is no fixing. You simply have to be
present.
And, yes.
And that's what Nouwen addressed in The Wounded Healer, is that we're all wounded in some way. But our recognition of our woundedness is an important aspect in bringing ourselves and others to healing.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen, and I'm here with chaplains Alice Chico and Dare Dutter. They're recent graduates of Upstate Medical University's Clinical Pastoral Education Chaplain Internship, and we're talking about this program and what it means and what it is to become a chaplain. So, very briefly, tell us what you did in terms of how many hours, how was the length of this program?
The program is 300 clinical hours, and it's offered two different ways here at Upstate. There's an intense summer program that's 12 weeks and pretty much full-time, and the extended program, which we were in, which is offered over a period of 28 weeks or so. We started in September, and we've graduated in last week.
So the idea here is that you're and what are you doing during those hours? Give me an overview of what you do.
We spend about 20 hours a week here, and we visit patients. We are assigned floors, specific floors, like my floors were 6K, the medical ICU, and 6E, the burn unit. And we visit patients on those floors. We also receive referrals where people are specifically interested in certain things, like I'm a Catholic, so people receive communion from me. But after we've visited the floors, we spend probably 75-80% of our time on the floors visiting patients. But then one day a week, in our case it was on Thursdays, we would have classes. We would have didactics where we would learn different aspects of different societal types of problems, like alcoholism was a topic we studied. We studied death and dying. We studied the grief process. Those were the subjects of our didactics. And we would then reflect on our practice of being in the rooms. We did different exercises, like we did a thing called verbatims, where we would try to recall word for word a conversation we had with a patient, and then we would analyze it in terms of the content. You know, were we open to what the patient wanted to say, or did we kind of somehow try to direct the conversation? then we also did case studies where we talked about different certain patients and their societal, you know, the information, the demographics. You know, a lot of the things we talked about had to do with family, how your family resulted in who you are. We did a thing called genograms where we traced our family back to whenever we could, however far we could, and we talked to our to the group about that.
So there was a lot of self-development going mm-hmm. on,
right.
as well as learning how to help people. Mm-hmm. I mean, both at the same time. I don't want to run out of time. I know both of you have some very interesting backgrounds. This is kind of second career for you both. Mm-hmm. Derek, real quick, tell us your background, how you got involved in this whole thing.
Well, I was I spent my the last 33 years as a school employee of the Syracuse City School District, and I started out as a teaching assistant, and I worked my way up to being a principal of an elementary school in Syracuse. I retired last August, and I'm also an ordained deacon with the Catholic Church. And one of the things I wanted to explore was the whole idea of chaplaincy and the whole idea of hospital ministry.
So this fell right into your...
It did.
How about you, Alice?
I was a nurse and a nurse practitioner for 50 years and retired a year ago in September before last.
So you've already been a healer.
So I've been a healer, but it's a very different process. As Dare said, I was used to solving problems, and this is the anti-problem-solving skill that I've learned in two units of CPE. But I came here by accident after asking Terry to be a spiritual advisor for me in some personal development. She said, sure, and you can come and work in my department. So I started as a volunteer and got to know a class of interns, but I wasn't in the program, and realized that it was the perfect thing for me to retire to. So I applied for the September previous to this.
I think it's wonderful. You both come from healing backgrounds in a sense, but this sounds like an incredible further development in your evolution,
Absolutely. So
to speak. In the little bit of time we have left, what's the most satisfying part of this training? Dare, first you and then Alice.
I think just in a selfish way to look at it, as I've learned so much about myself, you know, I think there were a lot of things that characterized my self-image before, and now I completely changed 180 degrees about that.
So. Alice, quickly.
The challenge, besides what Dare said, the privilege of having a challenge that's fascinating and energizing at my age is just astonishing.
Well, you're both astonishing. I want to thank you so much for coming in. My guests have been Alice Chico and Dare Dutter, current graduates of Upstate's Medical University Clinical Pastoral Education Chaplain Internship. Thanks again for coming.
Thank you.
I'm Linda Cohen. You're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.